This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. This should be a very interesting episode here of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Of course, you got Giuseppe D, you got Joey Coldcuts in the house, and you got Mikey.
Wow,
D, ladies
Mike
and gentlemen, D. That is bare down because
representing
Italy,
the old country.
Well, Mom. You know, I want to feel like I'm semi there with you now. There's going to be no background change tonight, so don't break my balls. Don't ask for it. The cave is in absolute disarray right now, preparing for the move.
Mikey, you would think that you guys are building Buckingham Palace with the way you've been going at this house.
If the shoe fits,
Cafone's going to drop dead on the spot after the amount of work Beardhouse got him going.
Cafone's being worked to the bone. No
this guy, this poor guy, is working 17 hours a day. Now,
I got guys in there on Sundays, Saturdays.
Talk about getting more than you bargained for, Bob.
He's being paid handsomely. He's being paid handsomely.
Mikey, let me ask you something. Be honest. I mean, you could tell us. We could take it. Do we look heavier?
Heavier?
Yep.
No.
I
tell you what though, you guys look tired, bro.
It's 4:30 in the morning.
It's 4:30 right now.
So I just said to Holly, these guys want to record, and she goes, now? I go, yeah. I go, I guess now. She goes, it's 4 a.m. there. I go, what? She goes, it's 4 a.m. I go, no, it's not. She showed me the world clock. It's 4 a.m. I said, what are these guys, nuts?
Well, yeah. And we didn't even...
Pod doesn't sleep.
We didn't even really go hard tonight because we thought we were supposed to have an interview with Brian Urlacher, thanks to Mikey V setting that up. Turns out your Monday is me and Cole.
It's our Tuesday.
Tuesday. Mm. And I just can't... It's like I'm on Mars, you know? I
Bob, it's not that complicated, to be completely honest. You know it's a 9-hour time difference, 6 from where Mikey is. That's it. You're in a different part of the world.
You know what, too? It's
he looks at things like he's never seen it before, Mikey. Like, he's discovered plutonium. Mm. It's like Bob, it's, you know,
look at him taking down that aquapana out of the bottle. God bless. Good for you, pal. Good for you.
We really lived it up today, Mikey. It was our first day in Italy.
Very nice spread.
We did something so outrageous, Bob. You got to tell them what we did.
So we went and I was so excited. You know, Switzerland was awesome. I did like Switzerland. It's very scenic, which I liked. But everybody's very well groomed. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like we definitely stuck out. Not necessarily in a good way, but we had a blast.
In a Prize Picks t-shirt.
Yeah.
hey, nothing wrong with the friends over at Prize Picks. They make a nice t-shirt.
Shows up with a Waggle golf hat and a Prize Picks t-shirt the first night we show up.
It's what, like, is that hat you're wearing now, Bob? What is that, a hop grenade? Is that a beer company hat? That's a beer Waggle, company hat, isn't
it? These guys keep sending me these hats, and the hats are terrific, but I've never been able to promote the hats. Because of Roback, okay. but the hats are just terrific. But we get into Italy today, and I will be honest with you, it's not overhyped. I mean, the food was it's crazy. It's like a total different level. But we ended up having all these different pastas, risotto. We did it all. Me and Joe, 15 minutes later, we were going to get gelato. Instead, we settled for more Negronis and a pizza.
We showed up at a pizzeria. Now,
did you go to like just a random place to eat, or did you just scout it out a little bit?
No, so the place for dinner. The place for dinner we went, I did some reviews. I looked, and the place was exceptional. The place on the way back, the pizza place, was a random spot we stopped, which, by the way, I thought was not bad. Bob was not thrilled with it. We'll go to a really good pizza place tomorrow. But it was just like, when you're here, you got to make the most of it. We're here for two days, and then we're in Florence for 2 days. And now tonight is my birthday. It's my birthday dinner tonight.
By the way, Mikey V. This is a birthday pod currently for Giuseppe D.
Well, when is your Joe? Is it today? The 26th? Well,
in Italy, it's the 27th already. So okay, technically, so we're filming.
I'm not going to wish you a happy birthday because I'll only wish you a happy birthday within the continental United States time zone. So I will wish you a happy birthday in 1.5 hours. You get the happy birthday.
All right, Mikey. Well, that's very thoughtful. But for the birthday dinner, I wanted to do something special. You know what I mean? Because we're going a lot of places. We're not, you know, we're probably going to spend a decent amount of money. But I said, you know what? For my birthday, I don't want any gifts. I just want to go to a nice restaurant and I want to do it right. And we have booked a 2-star Michelin dinner restaurant with a 12-course tasting menu with wine pairing. Oh, nice. So tonight is going to be, it's going to be epic. Yeah. To the point where Bobby's going to want to still eat like crazy in the day. And I'm going to tell him like, maybe we just tone it down a bit, but.
Did you know what I look forward to more than anything though, Mikey, is I want a really good sub sandwich. Or just some type of sandwich. I've been following all these sandwiches on TikTok where they make them in Italy. And that was kind of like the buildup for me. And I can't wait to get a sandwich today, I guess, if we ever end up going to sleep. Now, Mike, I got to ask you, okay, because to me this was, we had a big thing for that Cutsy did during the reception that was just baffling. And then, did you hear, we are at this beautiful hotel at this wedding. The venue is unbelievable. Me and Joe go to a downstairs bar because there was no liquor at the wedding. So we go to get shots and all that downstairs. Was real fancy.
It was a good play.
Mind you, the Swiss, they're very, you know, polished. And did you hear the fart that he laid out?
Are we really going to talk about Mikey, the fart, for God's sake?
Did you hear that fart?
You
didn't see the fart?
I didn't hear the fart.
Do me a favor, go to my post. Go to my most recent post. It is a rancid fart.
How did I not see this?
And Mikey, he didn't hold it back.
Usually nothing slips my purview.
And mind you, nothing makes me laugh harder than a fart. You're going to love this. It's right up your alley.
So ridiculous.
We'll play it over for
moments that, you know, or I'm vulnerable.
You played. Get the beginning.
Okay.
Oh, this is so ridiculous, Bob. Now we're promoting this on the pod.
Oh,
maybe the cheese fondue wasn't such a good idea.
Yeah, that was a good one, but it looked like you guys were in private. At least there was no bystanders.
There was not a lot of people around.
It was crowded, Bob. It was family.
And by the way, I'm not denying this fart because it actually happened. Unlike the past where there was the allegations, premedicated by Bob.
He has the fart at the bar, which we're going to play over. And then here's the thing that to me was one of the, it was humiliating at the time, but we're outside at the wedding reception. Okay. Right when we sit down, Cutsy's going, you know, this sun is killing us. We better get some clouds or right out of the gate. So
you sound like such a nut job, Bob.
He has a golf prop bet in on two total randos. And he's watching. We're in the second row as the reception's getting going. Mm. He's watching. He's not even trying to hide with the phone. So the pastor is looking right at him. And he has to remind everybody about phones and to stay in the moment. Mm-hmm. So the reception's going on. A few minutes in, Cutsy left his TikTok on his phone. Oh. So you know the voice of the TikTok? All of a sudden you hear everything that I ate in Disney World. And there's music in the back. It's a TikTok. And Cutsy turns behind him to yell at the people behind him, thinking that it was their phone. It was his phone.
Yeah, it was not a good look.
Now, Cutsy, I'm glad you obviously you recovered your luggage, which I'm very happy about. Because I got to be honest, if I saw another picture of you in that polo with the pheasants all over it, I had to go after a wedding, the black and white pheasant polo. Joe, you got a lot of nice polos. Let's bury the pheasant polo somewhere.
Yeah, that thing.
I was stuck with it for a few days. You know,
you know what? I think
what was supposed to do?
He served you well enough. I think it's time to put the old Yeller down, if you ask me.
You had to wear the same shirt like 3 days in a row.
I know. I saw. I know.
It was ridiculous. American, will you stop it, Bob, with this big stank? You know, you're so, you know, you're just something else. I have never gone through it like I did on this trip. This was the most, Bobby, shut up. I've never in my life had he's on one today. It's 4 a.m. It's way.
Oh, you guys, the delirium is setting
delirious. Well, no, I could go with
very little sleep. That polo is a lot. I could tolerate that polo a lot more.
This is a nice polo. This is really nice. Look at this. It's like a Donatello Versace polo. Oh.
It's nice.
But let's reel it in
a little bit over here.
What I was trying to say for the 13th time is, I have never in my life had a with American Airlines to buy, you know, you can't make this up. Like, I thought God was playing tricks on me to show up and to have a bomb threat as I'm trying to walk into the terminal. I'm stuck on the street for an hour. The flight gets delayed for 3 hours. Then I get in. Then the flight gets canceled.
Yeah,
that was insane. Trying to rebook the flight. And by the way, I was so excited to bear down because I had paid. Well, I didn't pay. It was on the family business points, but we had the premium economy with the nice seat.
We know and the DeMar family, if you fly over 7 hours,
it's over five hours.
Right, you have to get
over 5 hour flight. You get the business.
I can't ever argue with you on that one. So
I was super excited when they canceled it. All the new flights that they booked me were all coach, and I was in the middle seat for every single fucking flight. Then I get in after 2 days traveling. I had a 9-hour layover in London overnight. I had to book a hotel. My hotel in Switzerland got canceled, so they charged me. And then to not get my suitcase for 3 days almost. I had to go the morning after the wedding because they messaged me that the night of the wedding said, your bag has arrived, sir. We will be dropping it off tomorrow. I said, okay, just want to make sure, will it be in by noon? Because Bob and I had a train to go to Italy. They said, we cannot confirm that because there's a lot of baggage. So I had to get up at 8 a.m. after a night of, you know, festivities and debauchery. And I had to take a 2-hour train back and forth, or a 45, 50 minute train back and forth to go get my own luggage.
You know what's amazing?
I am going to put in the first thing complaint with American Airlines.
American Airlines is not going to care, but I don't have to
compensate me. They're going to compensate me. You betcha.
Yeah,
you betcha.
Mike, sweet ass.
Karen Cuts is going to be out in full effect.
He's going to get ready for everything that we go out to eat. Joe's under the impression that because of this missed bag, that he can pretty much invoice American Airlines and charge them for just about everything that he spent. So he's keeping together a tally and all the receipts of everything.
I got all the receipts.
So that he can invoice
American. I almost thought about buying a whole new suit, Mikey V. I thought maybe I could just buy a whole new suit.
And if you were gonna, I'm sure it would have been top of the line.
But you know what's funny too? Like, you know, my going flight.
To Marshall's
flight. Oh, no.
Going to Donatello Versace.
It's unbelievable.
Donatella is the woman.
And I will tell
woman.
You this.
Yeah, it's a woman.
I'll tell you this about the flight. It is, you know, it was my first time doing it. It's grueling. It really is. I mean, that really, you know, Joe talked to me about the jet lag thing. That's a real thing, man.
Yeah.
It takes a while to get back into the groove. It's not an easy thing to do.
Well, no, Bob, I mean, the travel day has to be, the travel day to and from has to be like chopped off of how long you actually want to spend there. Because if you're going to say you're going to do, you know, 10 days, two of those days are shot just from traveling. So, I mean, you got to just take that into account right off the bat. Make it, if you want to go there for 10 days, make it 12 because you're going to need it to recover from all that.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt the Brilliantly Dumb show to let you know that the Phantom of the Open is the outrageously true story of the world's worst golfer. No, not Bobby Fairways, Maurice Flitcroft. Maurice was a dreamer, an unrelenting optimist who managed to gain entry to the British Open Golf Championship, qualifying in 1976, and subsequently shot the worst round in U.S. Open history. I'm sorry, that's an open history, becoming a folk hero in the process. Golf Digest Cheers is the best golf movie ever made, starring Academy Award winner Mark Rylance and Academy Award nominee Sally Hawkins. What a time to be Sally Hawkins. The Phantom of the Open is now playing only in theaters in select cities everywhere this Friday. Back to the Brilliantly Dumb Show we go. Another thing that I wanted to address is, and maybe it's a European thing, that's what they were telling me, but Joe, you said it's the first time that you've seen that, is they had the ceremony, they had the cocktail hour, which was like 2 hours, but it was awesome. We were having a ball. Then you go into a dinner. The wedding's from 4 p.m. to 4 a.m. They have the dinner.
The wrong one.
For 5-6 hours. Now, I had my A stuff. I really did. I felt great. Yeah. Me and Cutsy were working the floor. Mind you, we didn't know anybody.
Yeah, we were dominating the table.
We were just, we were on fire.
Not to toot our own horns or anything, but we were really good.
We really were. We were really good. Spade to spade.
We brought it.
But I started to run out of gas to do the dinner for 5-6 hours straight.
See, that's not normal though, Bob. I think there was a bad timing issue on the restaurant.
No, but that's what it was. 4 to 4. The dinner had to be 5 hours, and there was no liquor. So, you know, like even Joe said, if you have the liquor, you could really start revving it up. With the wine kind of makes you tired, you know?
Yeah.
And it just...
Wine makes you tired, yeah.
So by the time you hit the dance floor, it was 1 a.m.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if you're in a wedding, even if you're in a wedding here, stateside, I mean, that's an exhausting day. I mean, the last wedding I was in, Dickie Gass's wedding, I mean, we had to get to his house to get ready and everything for pictures and stuff. I want to say around like 10 or 11 in the morning. We had bagels at his house like at 10 in the morning. The wedding wasn't until like 6 or 7 at night. So by the time you're all done, I mean, you're going from 10 o'clock in the morning till 2-3 o'clock in the morning. Crazy. I mean, it's just a long day. It's a long day, especially if you're in the wedding. It's not so bad if you're a guest, obviously, but if you're in the wedding,
it's a full day affair. The point where I almost hope I don't get invited to wedding parties often because it's a lot.
You don't,
and then you got to give the nicer gifts and you got to do all, I mean, unless it's a best friend, if it's like a very close friend, then it's a different story. If it's just like somebody who's like, you know, have you ever had that, Mikey V, where someone's, oh yeah, I want you to be part of the, you know, a groomsman. And it's like, I'm not even that close with this guy. You know what I mean?
Like years ago though, not anytime soon, but I'm like, you know, everybody now is like, I got whacked last year.
Did you really?
With a bunch of them. Yeah, you know, DJ Mike, Dickie Gass.
That's a lot of money to spend, too.
Forget the bachelor parties, all that.
How do you know what to give, by the way, for the wedding gift? Because I think this is a very good thing to discuss because, like, there's no, I think Mikey V would probably know this better than me or you, Bob, because Holly probably helped him with it as well. But how do you know how much to give? Because I think if you go as a single person, like I told Bob, we're going to Europe on this one. I'm with the amount of money we're spending, $200 is what I'm giving. You know what I mean?
That's like, a fair per plate. That's a fair.
Now, if it's a close friend, I'm giving $500, but I think that's very generous.
For a single, for no date?
Yeah.
What did you give Dickie Gass?
That's very generous.
What'd you give Dickie Gass?
I think I gave Dickie, I want to say, 4 or 5. Yeah, I think 5.
What is the rule? Five. Like 2 to 250 a person? Is that it kind of covers the cost of like your meal and your drinks and
if
stuff?
If it's a close friend, but you're not in the wedding, I always say like 150 to 200 a plate. If you're in the wedding and you're bringing somebody, it's 500 automatic. It's 500. That's the way I feel about it. And if it's like a brother or something, then, you know, I have 4 older brothers. Luckily, they were all married already, when I wasn't really established. So, but you know, that could get expensive.
It adds up, dude. It really does. It adds up big time.
Every time I go to a wedding, I try and figure out what they're spending. This one that we went to, I mean, it had to be hundreds.
Yeah.
Of thousands.
That's what I mean. You can't, but people, if you're going to have a wedding that extravagant, most of these people who have weddings that extravagant realize that there's no way that every guest coming is going to cover the plate.
Yeah.
And they're fine with that. And that's just an acceptable fact. I mean, there's just no way that every guest in there is covering their plate because the price per plate has got to be outrageous. Plus two, outrageous. You know,
that we're for how far we came, for how far we went, you got to factor that
going up is almost like being a gift.
If it's a destination wedding, that adds a whole nother variable into the equation.
A lot of factors to take in.
But that's the stuff that I don't think about. Like, you know, even like you said, the plus one, whether you got a plus one or not, whether to give more or whatnot. And I'm with you guys. I mean, as far as being in the wedding, I had a friend one time call me and like basically tell me like, hey, like, is it okay if I, you know, I was between this and this. And I said, I don't want to be, I want nothing to do with the wedding party. It's a total different week. The wedding, you show up when you want to show up. You know what I mean? It's just so much less responsibility.
Yeah, that is true, Bob.
You know what
I mean? Yeah. I mean, I think it is proper. I think it is proper to reach out to your groomsmen well in advance and be like, listen, you know, I want to have you as a groomsman. That's the way I've been approached multiple times. Well, like, listen, I want you to be a groomsman. I mean, I've never heard of anybody like turning it down. I mean, I don't know.
I turned it down.
Then the groomsman.
Yeah, that's the first. That's pretty bad, Bob.
I've not heard of that, Bob.
Well,
a turn down.
I wouldn't even say a turn down. I said, you know what? I should probably stay out of it. I said, I don't want to cause any. You know, I should just stay out of it because you know what? It's a total.
What do you mean stay out of it, Bob?
Just stay out of. I said, just drop me. Just drop me. I'll be there.
Just drop me. That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. You're telling the guy who's handpicking you to be one of the people representing him on the altar, and you're telling him to drop you.
He was surprised too when I did. I'm sure he was. I don't leave.
I will say with Bob, to Bob's credit, is that if you do the groomsmen, then you also have to do the bachelor party as well, and that Lord knows how much that costs.
And you know what? Here's the deal. Things,
strippers and the whole nine yards. Those
I think Louie's wedding is going to cost me. I don't even want to fathom what it's going to cost me. I don't even want to
because Louie's like family.
You know,
yeah, I know, and it's just going to be
the problem is all of Bear Down's friends, too, are just degenerates like us. Like Dickie Gass probably blew that $500 at a Saratoga race in a matter.
So that's funny. That's funny that you said that because it was his wedding was right around Super Bowl season. So he was getting like Super Bowl like box like
he bought a box.
That was a groomsman gift that all the groomsmen, we bought him an entry into a $500 box.
What a sick. I was going to make a joke that. He bought a box.
Did he win anything?
No, that's real. I don't know, Joe. That's like ancient history at this point. I couldn't even. There's been so many bets logged since the Super Bowl.
Mikey, do you know Bob and I were talking about this today. Like as much as we love football, like your love for football, it vastly outweighs anyone's I have ever witnessed to the point where it's like, I said to Bob, I'm like, I think Bear Down probably could give you the amount of days or hours to the first kickoff before.
Yeah, I couldn't give you that. I think now we're 21. I want to say 21 weeks.
You're an expert. 21 or 20. I think me and Joe's football IQ is very high. Like watching a football game,
it is high.
People that are separated, like where you're separated from us, is you're an X's and O's guy. You could talk cover twos. You could talk.
That was the lineman, Bob.
Yeah, those are the.
the game's won in the trenches. Yeah,
I know, and I respect them. Like I could tell you like what teams have good run offense and good run defense, but to name the offensive linemen is
well, you
like,
know what it is the bigger of a college fan you become, the more into college football you get, the easier that becomes the longer you watch football because all the guys that you watch in college eventually get drafted into the NFL. And then when you watch the draft and you follow the draft closely, it's like, oh, I remember this guy was drafted by this team. That guy, if you really pay attention, that's what I think. Like when I was younger, I didn't know it as well. But then when I watch college religiously, same as the NFL, it's like it kind of transitions right into that. And then you start remembering all these guys as it goes on. But yeah, also, I'm also a psychic. There's no question about
you
it.
You belong on like the fan. Like, okay, if if Barstool came at you, like, I would fight like hell. I'd be like, no, fuck you guys. Like, he stayed with us, blah, blah, blah. Like, any of these companies. But if the fan came to you, like, and you did, like, Boomer and Carton, that would make a lot of sense to where I think I would just bow down and be like, yeah, you know what? That makes a lot of sense. You're a WFAN.
Yeah, but I could never do that. They'd want to start me on, like, midnights on, like, Saturdays and Sundays. I can't do that. Yeah,
you're a primetime kind of guy.
I'm not doing any graveyard shifts. No, it's and that's no offense to anybody ever. I know you got to earn your keep, but, you know, this is not my primary source of
Well, I would love for it to be.
No, I know that. I'm saying radio, though. Radio. Like, I'm not doing, like, I would just never be able to do that. Those days.
Well, we're doing a 4 a.m. pod right now.
Well, I'll tell you, Joe, I don't know how he.
Well, I know that, but that's different. That's for the brand.
Yeah, it is for the brand. I would fight 10 men barehanded with one hand behind my back for the brand.
For the brand.
And I'd get my ass kicked.
Yeah. Well, but you know what, though? I respect that about you, Joseph, because you would. I don't doubt that you have.
I'd go down swinging. I really would, but I'd get my ass kicked.
You know, too, where Joe was really, where he excels, like that fart video that's now on my post, like it's a post, you know, he's got girls, like a certain girl that he's talking to or whatnot that sees that his parents are on Instagram or his mom seen him rip a fart in Switzerland. And the ability
ex-employers to take
that on the chin. Well, we've had a lot of people that really had a great content opportunity that we really thought was great for content. I'd say, you know what, I'm going to pepper this guy with opportunities, but they couldn't laugh at themselves and they couldn't take those.
It's an art form.
That's a big part of it.
It's an art form. I would call it.
You got to be able to wear one on the chin, Bob.
You do. You know, ladies and gentlemen, we do a lot of advertisements here on the show, and I can honestly tell you that something that I use day to day, week by week, month by month, I don't miss it, is a company called Athletic Greens. I used Athletic Greens personally to get a jump start on my day. I wanted to feel good. I wanted to feel nutritious. Athletic Greens got that done for me, and they always have. Athletic Greens is a lifestyle friendly, whether you eat keto, paleo, vegan, gluten-free, it does not matter. Tons of people take some kind of multivitamin. It's important to choose one with high quality ingredients that your body will actually absorb, whether it's their drink, whether it's their vitamins. Athletic Greens gets the job done. I'm not turning back, and I mean that. Your boy Bob here is a better man thanks to Athletic Greens. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1-year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/dumb. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/dumb to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Don't mess around with your health, whether it's mental, physical. Athletic Greens is going to take you where you need to be. It took me where I need to be. athleticgreens.com/dumb. Thank me later. In the meantime, we are moving on here on the Brilliant Dumb Show.
By the way, the Avalanche just won the Stanley Cup, Bob.
Did they really?
They did. Yeah, good for we them. Had a nice little bag on them, too. So
yeah, I mean, this that's really see, nice. It's good to see you're still exercising that retirement, Joseph.
I'm going to say this right now. I cannot wait till football season because I've seen it in Mikey V's eyes. I know he is ready to just obliterate the NFL football season.
I don't know how it I could do. I don't know to, how I could do better than last year. I really don't.
I think you can.
I finished 62%. 62%.
He had a great. That's
impossible. I think he could have a big old year.
He hit some big bets last year's football
and season. Prize picks too, Bob.
With us being signed to Prize Picks and with us doing the Prize Picks last year, it was some of the most fun. By the way, I do got to get that plug in. By the way, the boys. Is your promo code Prize Picks? Type in the boys, get yourself a free $100. They're going to match you up to $100. Come join the gentlemen. We're doing golf and everything before, but of course, football being the big thing, we ride the Mikey V wave the entire season. We sprinkle in a little bit of Giuseppe D in there, like we did last year, I think. Yeah. But overall, when push comes to shove,
Mikey's our guy. There's no doubt
in the football aspect. Now, actually, Fat Perez broke a secret that he thinks that you do, which is brilliant, by the way, Mikey. So it's not a bad thing at all. I think it's brilliant. Perez thinks, because he's looked at like the books and stuff.
Oh, I said it last year. I know what you're about
that
to say.
What you do with the props that Prize Picks will put out a prop bet that is totally different from like regular sports bets prop bets, and you will fade whatever they had based on the actual sports book, which I think is brilliant because there are a lot of open gaps with the prize.
There's a lot of like yardage totals that are off or favorable, I should say. Like if, let's say, Lamar Jackson's rushing total on the regular books is 75.5, on Prize Picks it may be 68 or 67.5. I mean, that's a big thing to exploit. And if it's going the other way and it's too high, that's a big thing to exploit. But the thing with Prize Picks is that, yes, you may be able to find those discrepancies, but the way they make up for it, and I was thinking about it all year last year, is their odds, while you still, you know, it's great. You could put in a 5-team parlay. You don't even need to hit all 5 to win money. All you got to do is hit 4. But it's not the same as if you hit a 5-team parlay straight up with the book on even money line numbers. So if you're putting a 5-teamer on a regular book where it's -110 favorites all the way down, the payout, if you hit that, is going to be a lot larger than the payout would be on Prize Picks. But at the same time, you get the insurance of being able to only hit 3 of 5 or 4 of 5 and still see money out of it, which is obviously very advantageous. And 10 to 1 on your money is never anything to sneeze at, especially if you could whack a couple good ones like we did last year, you know, hitting for a couple thousand. So,
yeah, I mean, you definitely did whack a couple good ones.
He definitely. They have some.
My favorite one, Bob, was the Packers game on the Sunday night when they're playing the Bears.
Great hit.
And at halftime, Bob goes, you know, bear down, you gotta be better.
Could you fucking imagine? What does this guy want me to do? Go 100%?
Yeah, well, maybe 100%. He might bear
down. I mean, I would love to too, Bob.
He goes, Cutsy, I'm calling him out. I'm like, do not call him out. He's been really good. You don't need to piss him off right now. Bob's like, no, I'm calling him out because this half, because I think we had like just a terrible half.
We had a terrible Sunday. We lost. We missed the 1 o'clock, we missed the 4 o'clock, everything.
And Bob just goes, you know, bear down, you gotta be better. And Mikey was fucking livid. And by the way, we did a second half, which sometimes is almost as fun as doing, like, it's the degenerate in us, but we did second half. And we hit the 5 for 5, and Beardon goes,
it was special.
Bob, is that good enough for you? Is that good enough? Remember that, Mikey? That was special.
I hit over five grand.
For 5K.
It was something crazy.
It was like the end of the game. The Bears running back. You needed the Bears running back to get one more catch or something. And he got it. Bob was prancing around the room like a little fairy, happy.
Sure was.
I was so proud of him.
How quickly the tides turned.
Two times that we've lit a fire under somebody was Fat Perez during the foreplay match. That turned around for the better. And then you have Mikey V with the Prize Picks.
I will say just one more thing to add in is when you hit the Prize Picks, it's not only just awesome to see us hit the bet because we know we're making something, but it's to know that all the people riding with us, the army is there and they're celebrating victories.
Bro, do you know how many people last year DM'd me, bear down, I did this because of what happened this Sunday. I did that because of what happened this Sunday. I was able to buy this. I was able to buy that. I was able to pay off this bill. I was able to, and that's really, really awesome. And I always just tell everybody, never bet over your head. Never bet money you can't afford to lose. Never bet anything that if you lose it, you're going to be like really like sitting in a spot where you're like, fuck, and you're like going to go into a depression. Never. And he's a perfect example. He's a smart gambler. He's just a very continuous gambler. He will never stop gambling.
Yeah, well, I'll say football season we thoroughly look forward to, because we all know, I mean, we're putting out the golf picks and stuff like that, but we all know that when it comes to football season, that is the main event. There's nothing better. My endorphins, when I get out of the gym on an early Sunday morning and I get back and the bagels on the line, so
it's
and
ridiculous.
And it's just
I genuenly think Bob gets more excited.
He gets more excited about the food. Excited
on Sundays. He's got like this different, it's just a different energy from him on NFL Sunday. It really, he looks so forward to his morning routine. And I love that because I'm a guy of routine also. So like, I get that, but I just feel like his energy level for NFL Sunday.
You're right. And his anticipation, he'll be like messaging me on the Saturday night. Okay. Factors at 7 o'clock. I'm like, Bob, we're going to go to Factors at 7. We're going to be waiting for 2.5 hours for the game to start. He goes, no. We could get the bets in. We look at the prize picks. We're going to do this. And it's, I will say to our credit, we really found it into a science that like the setup of the TV with the red zone on. And then I got the NFL Sunday ticket, which by the way, I've paid for the last 5-6 years, but regardless, it's the NFL goes on my
show. What are you with, gonna do? You know what he's gonna do, Mikey?
It was a bit of a shtick.
Mikey
is what I'm saying.
He's gonna charge it to American Airlines. Yeah, he's gonna invoice it to American Airlines. They're gonna be paying for the Sunday.
That's a great. That'd be a great one, actually. I need to do it to mental health.
I used to have Joe ready to go. Static
experience.
You're mental, all right.
I got PTSD from this experience.
I used to have Joe ready to go at Factor's Deli at 6:30 in the morning. We'd get 6:30. They didn't open till late, so they would always just turn us back, and there would be nobody there.
Yes.
Yeah.
By the way, am I lagging?
Yeah, that's.
You are.
Yeah, you got lag. You got lag. It's in and out, but it's there. It's there. Now, Cutsy's been crystal clear.
Some people adapt to the motherland a little bit better than others. They're bear down. You know?
Yeah, something's going on. There's a conflicting Wi-Fi energy in there.
I mean, and meanwhile, Cutsy's two rooms down from me. You would think that it would be the same. I just can't figure anything out. It's like I'm on Mars.
I was just going to say, if you were ever as organized as you are for NFL Sunday and as prepared, if you prepared
you
your life
taken over the world
the way you prepare for NFL Sunday and organized for NFL Sunday, you would be an unstoppable force.
He'd be at 2 million followers. He'd probably cured cancer by now. And Lord knows what
God
else.
God bless. That would be great.
You're not wrong. That's the sick part about it. I mean, even this poor Urlacher interview, I thought it was today. So me and Cutsy are up today at 4 in the morning. We didn't go crazy last night because we knew, or tonight, we knew that we had Urlacher, so I didn't want to drink to it.
Now we're gonna have to go crazy.
Just so lost.
Now, I'm just giving you both a fair warning about Brian. He is the most competitive human being that I have ever spoken to. He makes me and Paul Swan look like, I don't know, like junior varsity competitors in comparison.
Now he is,
and I'm talking about
in
all facets of life. He's like a road bike guy. So like the Peloton wasn't challenging enough for him. He had to go out on the road bike and he rides for like, he'll ride for like 5 hours. He's just, this guy's built different. Bobby Packer. Guy played safety in college. And then they were like, oh, we're just going to,
how often do you guys talk, Mikey?
Often.
It's his bear source. Every leaked information.
It's all one thing. Brian is not his bear source. That I promise you. No,
he does
no,
the purse
no.
source, and it's always coming from Urlacher. He's got.
I think it's a mixture between Urlacher and Alex Brown.
Alex is much more of an inside source than Brian is. Brian is in full retirement mode. He's a golfer.
We should golf with him.
Avid golf nut. He's an avid golf nut. And a fisherman. That's all he does is golf and fish, golf and fish, golf. That's all the guy does. That's all he does.
I think nice, so many nice. People.
You're there.
No, you're here. You're here.
Am I here?
You're here, Bob.
Okay. Yes, here, Bob.
We're with you, Bob. Poor Tickets got his editing cut out for him this episode.
Tickets got a tough edit. He does.
Tickets doing some work.
By the way, can we just say, while we're talking right now, Ticket has been sensational, Bob. And you got to give credit where credit is due. And I think, I have a lot of respect for the Jet, obviously, because, and then these guys who do behind the scenes stuff and who gruel it out, the Ticket is has been a huge asset.
Ticket's really doing some special things.
Meanwhile, the videos are
he's really gonna
from the time the Jets now editing our video that's coming out, Bob, the Sports First Foreplay Pod. The Jet called me the other day and he goes, I'm starting on the Barstool video. I don't want to hear from anybody. I don't want to look anybody. My phone will ring. I will not answer. Don't call me. I called him last night. I said, Jet, when's the last time you saw sunlight? He goes, I took the trash out today. is he hasn't left his apartment from the time this guy's got his apartment. The only time he leaves the apartment is to go on a Bob the Sports trip.
He's a workhorse.
His friend said to him, his friend said to him the other day, he said, how do you like LA? He goes, I don't know. I only go to the airport.
Yeah, God bless him, man.
God bless him.
He hit me up because he had his friends over and he goes, Cutsy, what's a good thing to do in LA? I said, I don't know, Jet. You lived here for 6 months. I mean, you would think you'd have an idea. Yeah, he works his ass off. And to free the Jet up, to do what he needs to do, the ticket's been great. So
it's been phenomenal. Shout out to the ticket. So, yeah, great job. Out there for the ticket. Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt the Brilliant Ump Show to let you know that the Brilliant Ump Show is brought to you by our good friends over at BetterHelp. Are you burning out? Are you feeling tired? Perhaps a little bit lackadaisical. I know I do from time to time. I don't really have a reason to, but I know I sure as hell do. Head on over to betterhelp.com. Life can be overwhelming and many people are burned out without even knowing it. Symptoms can include lack of motivation, irritability, fatigue, and more. Don't let that happen to you. Get ahead of it. Whether it hits you already or you want to get ahead of it, BetterHelp.com is getting the job done for you. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Starting right now, yes, I said it, right now, our listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/BDS. That's betterhelp.com/BDS. Get 10% off your first month today. Take control of your fatigue. Take control of your lifestyle with betterhelp.com. And now, boys, I want to get into our top five. And Joe, am I wrong? Did Bear Down not have an issue with this top five when it's a tremendous top five?
I think it was the wording of the top five.
No, Bob, till this day. There's no pretzels in Italy. I have never delivered
a top five.
That's not true.
A good top five.
This is a good top five, Bob.
Bob, didn't you have top five? Wasn't top five fruit your suggestion?
No, that was mine. That was mine.
He had one. The last one he had, I had no issue. Here's the issue. The top five, and I don't want to spoil it. Top five is going to be top five pastas, right, yes, Bob?
You're correct.
Bob originally texted us and said top five pasta shells. So I've never heard of a pasta shell other than the, you know, small shell, big shell. So I guess we would have to go, you know, XL shell is my favorite. Large shell, second favorite.
It was just the wording, Bob. He was giving you a tough time.
It was the wording. Yeah. I think top five pasta.
It is a very good top five.
Especially you guys are.
Yeah, it was relative to what we're doing right now.
It's very relative. It works.
I think it's going to be a good one too, because you have a lot. You have a lot to choose from: stuffed pastas, you know, shells and bobs.
We're going to do stuffed pastas. I think that's going to be.
Okay. I think it should be on the platform. No.
Let's lay out the guidelines.
Okay. Well, I would like to know, because now I have to make some adjustments.
Well, I think that we're talking about just the noodle itself, Bob. Am I correct by saying that? I was under the impression just the pasta itself, the noodle.
So here's my question. Can you say ravioli?
That's what I'm saying.
No, you would not, because then it never ends.
Because he's going to, Cuts is going to say,
tortellini.
You know, I really love Alaskan crab stuffed ravioli. You just can't go wrong with that. I'm telling you. It never misses.
The bear down, the imitation of me is actually.
What was that ridiculous meal that you ordered for your birthday again? It was like stuffed king crab inside.
That was Alaskan king crab black truffle gnocchi.
Yeah, I mean, and let me tell you, the most ridiculous, outlandish,
it's pretentious. It's a little pretentious.
Yeah. Joe, shut the fuck up. This guy eats caviar by the bucket load. I'm pretentious.
It's a little pretentious, you know.
Guy wears black and white quail polos, and I'm getting my balls broken.
Holly had to pay her hard-earned money for that dinner. You know,
that was years ago. It was years ago.
Dom might have had one less toy because of that gnocchi, you know?
Yeah, and now all the money's going to Paul.
I promise you that's not the case.
Paul Caffone's been working on the same basement for the past 2 years now, this poor guy.
Mikey V is going to have to start giving him shout outs on the podcast because he's not going to be able to pay for his services. He's going to have to start giving him ad reads. The Paul Cafone company.
Yeah, every time I call Mikey,
pick up
Mikey,
the phone and call Cafone.
Mikey, how you doing? Just exhausted. Just been working on the house. Mike, you've been working on that fucking house for the past decade.
Well, it's the bear cave, Bob. It's
well,
the
you
bear
gotta take
cave.
That seriously.
It turned into a very large job. You know, you go in, you start doing work, and then you're like, oh, you know what? We should do this. Oh, you know what? We should do that. And it spirals and a domino effect. And you just want to, you know why? Because you're not in yet, Bob. And you'd rather do it before you move in. And then it doesn't disrupt your way of life. Mikey. Take a lesson from me. When you guys buy, do it that way. Trust me. When you guys buy your home, do it all in the beginning before you move in. Because now, you don't want to do the shit once you're in. You
Mikey, when it comes to that, zone. When it comes to that, that man cave affects us even when we're not there.
Yeah.
So I want you to go all out on that. I got no issues.
He's going to give a grand opening when that thing's ready.
Jesus Christ, man, that thing. all right, fellas. Well, let's get down.
It's fun, by the way, to have Mikey V back after not having him last week.
It sure as hell is.
Yeah.
It's as hell is. Yeah.
There's a lot of comments. We missed you dearly, Mikey V.
Well, you know, it was, it's a tough pill to swallow, but, you know, we're back and we're ready to roll and we've never been better.
Yeah, no.
Well,
I would say, I mean, Bob, you could jump in on that. We've never been better. That was your cue, Bob. You're damn right. We've never been better, Mike. You're damn right.
I'm lagging here.
We're a better unit when Mikey V is in the helm. Mikey V completes us as the trifecta. There's no question about that. I will jump to your aid there, Mikey V.
Thanks, Joseph.
That is absolutely correct, Mikey. Absolutely. Mind you, I'm lagging right now. So just know I heard you, but I agreed right away, but I didn't hear it till a few seconds after. Okay. Gentlemen, let's go ahead and let's jump into our pastas here. And you know what? It was a last minute top five. Of course, there was an issue with the top five because there's always an issue with the top five.
This is such bogus shit.
But let's go ahead and let's have Mikey V start us off with the top five. I think it's only right. Top five pastas.
Wow. Okay. I wasn't anticipating going first, but here we go anyway. So in the spirit of going just the pasta itself, I'm not going to go in the woods too deep with naming specific stuff types of pastas and whatnot, just the noodles themselves. Number five, give me good old linguine. I'm not a spaghetti guy. I like a flatter noodle. Okay. The linguine to me is the obvious choice over spaghetti. I think linguine clam sauce obviously is never a miss, but we're not talking sauces, but just strictly the flexibility of the linguine. I'm a linguine guy. I love that. You have to have number four. I do have a heavy pasta because you do have to have a heavy pasta when you're talking a substantial sauce, like a bolognese or a Sunday gravy, something along those lines. You got to go with a rigatoni at number four. So rigatoni at number four, I need a heavy structured pasta on Sundays. It'll complement the ricotta cheese. You got the braciole in there, the meatballs, everything like that. You need a hefty pasta to hold up to that kind of sauce. Linguine won't cut it in that situation. Give me rigatoni at four. Number three, I'm a big angel hair guy, cappellini. Uh-huh. I like cappellini a lot. Cappellini to me with, if I get like chicken parm or, anything along those lines, I'd rather, if I'm going to have the side dish of pasta, it's either linguine or cappellini. But cappellini to me, angel hair was always my favorite as a kid growing up. So I'm going to go with cappellini at number three, angel hair pasta. Number two was, a little bit of a weird spot because I have my number one hands down very easily. Number two, give me orecchiette. Orecchiette to me.
You know what that is, Bob?
Ear-shaped pasta. They look like little suction cups. Orecchiette broccoli rabe sausage, probably one of my favorite pasta dishes of all time. Orecchiette peas, orecchiette and peas with garlic and oil, delicious. Give me orecchiette at number two. And then number one, I know I said I didn't like spaghetti. I don't. But number one is a spaghetti, but it's bucatini. Hollowed out spaghetti.
Great choice.
I love bucatini. Bucatini is, my wife makes it all the time. Bucatini, you really can't miss. The sauce gets trapped inside of the tube. Different kind of animal you're dealing with bucatini. Special pasta.
More volume. More volume by far.
That's it. An easy 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 for me, boys.
That's pretty good, Mikey.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you what, Mikey. I mean, no issues from my end. Joseph, doesn't sound like you have any issues from your end. I mean, described it well. I'm A-OK with that on my side. Giuseppe, you want to take it away?
Yeah, I think I can go here. Now, I had ravioli initially in it, just like ravioli, but I'm going to remove that because
I think ravioli, if you say ravioli, is
I wasn't going to do different
into like lobster stuff, pumpkin ravioli.
No. I'm just going to say the art of ravioli. I'm not talking about the filling. Okay. Now, can I keep that or
that's
do
fair? That's fair.
If that's fair. Otherwise, I can remove it because I have my honorable mention. Will
you
just,
know what? I do think since we just because I had ravioli in there, too, I think because we disregarded it, I think we got to take ravioli off the table.
Let's take ravioli off.
I think we do.
Then, OK, right. I'll put ravioli in my honorable mention and we'll do that. OK, give me a number five. Pappardelle is a very underappreciated noodle. The sheet pasta goes great with a ragu. It goes great with a lot of heavier style pasta sauces. As Bear Down mentioned, you need a thick, you know, prominent noodle. That is a noodle that'll get the job done in more ways than one. Give me pappardelle.
Prominent noodle. You need a Magnum condom.
Yes. And unfortunately, I'm not in that department, so we won't go there right now. But number four, we're going to move on over and we are going to take and number four, I'm going to do a bucatini noodle as well. I had it in my top five I will give you know what, Mikey V, this is a very underappreciated noodle a lot of people don't know about it. It's the cousin of spaghetti. It's a thicker volume. You got more width per bite, which to me, the volume it makes up, especially when you have an al dente noodle, you can really appreciate the volume and the bite per strand.
Love that.
So give me bucatini at four. All right. At number three, I'm going to go with a wild card here that a lot of people probably would not have gone with. But to me, it's just, if it's done right, it's so delicious. I like it with like an arrabbiata, like a spicy sauce. Give me fusilli, the corkscrew shaped pasta at number three. And that's a noodle, if it's done al dente, is just special. It's just very, very good. Fusilli to me is, and you had orecchiette. I went back and forth because the orecchiette is also very good, but the fusilli for me, just the volume per bite with those corkscrew, the swirls with the noodles, the texture is so, so special. Give me fusilli at three. At number two, I'm going to throw in another wild card. I'm going to go gnocchi at number two. And I think that gnocchi, when cooked properly, now the reason gnocchi is not number one is because there's a lot of times gnocchi's not made properly. If it's too soft, if it's too hard, you have to get the texture really, really dead on. But gnocchi to me, it's versatile. You could put it with the pesto sauce. You could do it with the cream based sauce. You could do it with a red sauce. It's versatile. It's delicious when it's cooked properly. Gnocchi at two. And number one for me, keep it simple, stupid. I think, you know, there's no need to rethink, you know, the wheel and whatnot. Number one for me is reinvent the wheel. Yeah, thank you.
Very well.
Number one for me is just the most basic but delicious and just rustic is a rigatoni noodle. To me, a rigatoni bolognese to me is my go-to pasta. If you ask me what I want to do, that is just, it's simple, stupid and delicious. Rigatoni at one. That's my list.
Yeah, the only thing I could say is the gnocchi. It's not that I don't enjoy gnocchi, but to me gnocchi is just too big of a commitment. It's such a commitment. It sinks me. It's just too filling. It's too much. It's like I can't eat anything else. If I eat gnocchi, I'm done. That's it. Down for the count.
I get that, Mikey. I do. However,
but it's so good.
I got it in too, and I actually got it in the five seed. Because, and the reason being, and I do know that it's that heavy, but the reason being, those first few bites are awesome.
Very good. Yeah. Very good.
You know, so I think that kind of takes you to where number four. I love the bucatini play. I'll take the bucatini play all day long. I actually even debated going higher with that. Number three, give me pappardelle. Give me that at three. I like it. Did I pronounce that wrong, by the way?
Yeah, you butchered it.
I'm gonna have to send this segment out to the Audi Club group chat because I would love to get a video review of this review from Lou because his pronunciation, like the way Joe pronounced
it's pappardelle.
Fusilli.
Fusilli.
Yes, but go ahead, Bob.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Mikey V.
Yeah. I don't want to.
Number two, I got rigatoni. Iconic pasta. I mean, I think it's got Mikey. Did you? Oh, you had it up there. No, five.
I had rigatoni at four.
Mine was one.
I got rigatoni at two. And then number one, which I'm surprised didn't make the cut. I think it's tremendous. Bennecchini.
What?
I've been lagging all episode. Am I there?
No, yeah, you're there. What was it?
Bennecchini.
What
is Bennecchini?
Bennecchini, like Bennecchini Alfredo.
Fettuccine, Bobby.
Golly, that's going to be tough. What did I say?
Bennecchini?
Yeah, that's bad. That's a take.
I thought he was fucking kidding. What the fuck is Bennecchini, Bob?
But with that being
said, one of the worst things I've ever heard in my life. Bob, you're in Italy. You're saying Bennecchini?
Yeah, I know. Especially the fact that this is coming from Italy, too. Yeah, that's tough. Jesus.
Bob, you're from New Jersey.
When I didn't hear anything, I thought I was still lagging.
Bennecchini. I hope when they put the graphic, they write out V-E-N-N.
They have to.
Tell what Fassbender to put on Bennecchini for the graphic.
Bennecchini sounds like a law office up in North Jersey. Bennecchini.
I was like, I was thinking to myself, is this some noodle I've never heard? And he was looking at us like we're nuts.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck is Bennecchini?
You know what's terrible too is the fact that we're recording from Italy. You know what I mean? It makes it that much worse.
You never heard of Bennecchini Alfredo?
Are you serious? No, that's great. That's great.
I swear to God.
That's fantastic.
I thought that it was the lag and I didn't hear anything. I was like, Jesus Christ, am I lagging again? That's tough.
That's tough. All right. Back.
Well, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, that does it. Honorable Another mentions. Edition of the Brilliant.
Oh, honorable mentions. Mentions, Bob. Honorable mentions, Bob.
I mean, I wanted to put ravioli in there. So if I could put the ravioli as the honorable mention, it's so fucking good to where I don't think I'll leave here without any type of ravioli. If I could put ravioli honorable mention, lock me in for that.
All right, I'll switch it mine up because I was going to go ravioli, but in order to keep it fresh and separate, give me tortellini in my honorable mention.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I'm going to go with one that maybe you guys have not heard of, but it actually exists. It's Pichieri.
We had it tonight.
Okay.
We ordered it tonight.
The ultra fat,
That was the one that Bob you
looked like. Looks like this. Awesome. I don't know if you
can see it. It's like a big flat shell. Yes.
Oh, God. Yeah, okay.
That is like rigatoni on steroids. Yes. Is what Pichieri is, and that is the ultimate Sunday gravy macaroni by my.
We had it tonight.
The ultimate, but it's not easy to find. I'm so glad you guys had that because
I ordered it for us. It was so good. Look at my story. You'll see it. It's so fucking good.
Anybody who hasn't tried that, if you ever see that on a menu, Pichieri, you have to order that. And over here we call it scaffatoons. That's like the cultural.
The Bennecchini thing.
Well, at least you didn't call it Bennecchini.
That's gonna be tough to bounce back from. I don't see me bouncing.
I'm gonna tell you. I'll be honest, Bob. I don't think you could ever bounce back from
that. That has got to be a clip ticket. If you're listening, clip that thing and fucking it is
going to do.
You know what the odd thing is? You know what the odd thing is, Bob? Is like fettuccine, like. All these like chain restaurant Italian like Olive Garden and all the like that's like their main advertiser on TV too, like fettuccine Alfredo. Yeah, but the fact that you called it Bennecchini,
I know. To be honest, it's going to take a few episodes to get over it. Where I feel like
I just hope for the graphic that the Fassbender puts Bennecchini instead of Fed. It would be so perfect.
I've been on a lag all episode, so I'm hearing you guys a little bit late, and I'm just thinking what they're not going to comment on. That was tough. But that is another edition, for better or worse, of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. We will be back. That is Joey Coldcuts, Mikey V down low. We appreciate you, boys. Love you, boys. Yeah. To the faithful, like, comment, subscribe. We'll see you next week. The Brilliantly Dumb Show.